Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, right now, you are performing the first process of bhakti, devotional service.
Así que estamos aprendiendo aquí lo que es la primera etapa del bhakti, o el servicio devocional.
This process is known as shravanam.
Este proceso se conoce como shravanam.
Hearing.
Escuchar.
It's a little too loud. Turn it down. It's too loud. The beginning of spiritual life is to hear from devotees about the science of God.
La primera etapa del servicio devocional es escuchar de los devotos acerca de la ciencia de Dios.
This process was approved by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Este proceso fue aprobado por el Señor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
This is the beginning of pure devotional service.
Este es el principio del
Pure devotional service is that thing which pleases God.
El servicio devocional puro es aquella cosa que complace al Señor.
If you can please God, then your life is perfect.
Si puede complacer al Señor, entonces su vida se vuelve perfecta.
In the great scripture Srimad Bhagavatam,
en la gran escritura Srimad Bhagavatam,
there is a section called the Uddhava Gita, where Krishna is answering the questions of his great devotee Uddhava. It is a very large section, some 24, 25 chapters. So there is one verse there where Krishna states that days like today should be observed by devotees. So this celebration of Janmashtami is the order of Krishna for those who want to achieve
Krishna.
By coming to this event, you are indicating to
Krishna
that you would like to return back to where he is right now. Because that is your original home. So, this hearing about Krishna is very important. So please repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
I'm going to take you back 5,000 years ago. There is an event that took place in India. This is not a story. It is an historical event. Many of you come from that country of India. This actually took place 5,000 years ago.
Esto en verdad sucedió hace 5,000 años.
It is not mythology.
Esto no es mitología.
Me personally,
yo personalmente,
I'm not interested in mythology.
No estoy interesado en mitología.
I am into science.
Estoy en la ciencia.
Spiritual science.
Ciencia espiritual.
I don't care about biology, chemistry, no.
Me interesa biología, química, no.
But spiritual science, I am very interested in.
Pero ciencia espiritual estoy muy interesado.
5,000 years ago, there was a great king.
Hace 5,000 años había un gran rey.
You saw him in the drama.
Lo vieron en el drama.
Kamsa. He was the most powerful demon.
Era el demonio más poderoso.
And he had made an alliance with all the demons on the earth.
Y él había hecho una alianza con todos los demonios de la tierra.
And they were building up their armies.
Estaban construyendo, fortaleciendo sus ejércitos.
They were the original terrorists.
Eran los terroristas originales.
Because they were harming you.
Porque estaban hiriéndolos a ustedes.
You means devotees.
Ustedes, me refiero a los devotos.
Kamsa does not like you.
Kamsa no gusta de ustedes.
Because you like Krishna.
Porque a ustedes les gusta Krishna.
So the Mother Earth.
Así que la Madre Tierra.
Earth, actually there is a deity of Mother Earth.
Tierra, en verdad hay una deidad que se encarga o restringe la tierra.
She is a person.
Es una persona.
And she was very much lamenting.
Y ella está lamentándose.
She does not like the world to be run by demons.
A ella no le gusta que el planeta esté regido por demonios.
So Mother Earth took the form of a cow.
Así que la Madre Tierra tomó la forma de una vaca.
And she went to see the leader of the universe.
Y ella fue a visitar el líder del universo.
His name is Lord Brahma.
Su nombre es el Señor Brahma.
He is the most intelligent person in the whole universe.
Él es la persona más inteligente en todo el universo.
And she went there with tears in her eyes.
Y ella fue allí con lágrimas en sus ojos.
And she explained why she was crying.
Y explicó por qué estaba llorando.
She felt too much burden.
Ella estaba siendo muy afectada.
Because of Kamsa.
Porque, por Kamsa.
And his demoniac followers.
Y sus seguidores demoníacos.
So Lord Brahma.
Brahma,
and all the demigods, along with Mother Earth,
acompañados por la Madre Tierra,
they went to a special place,
fueron a un lugar especial,
the shore of the ocean of milk,
fueron a la orilla del océano de leche,
and they offered prayers to Lord Vishnu.
Y ofrecieron oraciones al Señor Vishnu.
In this ocean of milk,
en este océano de leche,
is a white island.
Hay una isla blanca.
The home of Shirodakashayi Vishnu.
La casa de Shirodakashayi Vishnu.
And the demigods chanted prayers.
Y los semidioses cantaron oraciones.
After some time,
después de un tiempo,
Lord Brahma heard the words of Vishnu.
El Señor Brahma escuchó las palabras del Señor Vishnu.
Vishnu was giving instructions.
Vishnu le estaba dando instrucciones.
All the demigods
todos los semidioses
should expand themselves
deben expandirse ellos mismos
and take birth
y tomar nacimiento
in the Yadu dynasty.
En la dinastía Yadu.
Because Krishna himself was going to appear in that dynasty.
Porque Krishna mismo iba a aparecer en esta dinastía.
And all the demigods should assist him.
Y todos los semidioses deben asistirlo.
Because Krishna was going to come.
Porque Krishna iba a venir.
And take care of Mother Earth's burden.
Iba a tomar manos en el asunto de lo que estaba sucediendo con la Madre Tierra.
It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
Se declara en el Bhagavad Gita.
That whenever the world is overburdened by demons.
Porque era ocasiones que la tierra está asediada por demonios.
When there's too much irreligion,
cuando hay demasiada irreligión,
God comes,
Dios viene,
and reestablishes the truth,
y restablece la verdad,
and he does several things,
y hace múltiples cosas.
He destroys the demons.
Destruye a los demonios.
He gives shelter and support to the devotees.
Da refugio y soporte a los devotos.
And establishes the real religion.
Y restablece la verdadera religión.
The real religion.
La verdadera religión.
Is not Hindu.
No es hindú.
Not a Muslim.
No es musulmán.
Not Christian.
No es cristiano.
Not Jew.
No es
budista. Not Buddha. That is not the real religion. There's only one religion. Love of God. And obedience to God. That is the only religion. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, how you are, there's only one religion. Do you love God?
¿Usted ama a Dios?
Do you obey God?
¿Usted obedece a Dios?
That is the only question.
Esa es la única pregunta.
So the demigods and Lord Brahma got the order.
Así que los semidioses y el Señor Brahma siguieron la orden.
And they expanded themselves.
Y ellos se expandieron ellos mismos.
And took birth in Krishna's dynasty.
Y tomaron nacimiento en la dinastía de Krishna.
The Yadu dynasty.
La dinastía de Yadu.
Now, sometime later,
ahora, poco más adelante,
there is a couple.
Hay una pareja.
They have just gotten married.
Se acaban de casar.
Vasudev and Devaki.
Vasudev y Devaki.
It just so happens.
Lo que sucedió es
that Devaki is the brother of this evil king Kamsa.
El Devaki es la hermana de ese rey demonio Kamsa.
And so on the wedding day,
entonces, en el día de la boda,
Kamsa agrees to drive the chariot.
Kamsa acepta que él va a manejar el carruaje donde va la hermana.
Because Devaki is leaving her parents' home.
Porque Devaki está dejando la casa de sus parientes.
And is going to live now in the place of Vasudev.
Y ahora va a quedar en la casa de su esposo Vasudev.
That was also the home of Kamsa.
Eso también era la casa de Kamsa.
It is known as Mathura.
Se llama Mathura.
Mathura is a very, very holy place.
Mathura es un lugar muy, muy sagrado.
Krishna performs his pastimes.
Krishna ejecuta sus pasatiempos
in three major places.
En tres lugares muy prominentes.
Mathura.
Mathura.
Vrindavan.
Vrindavan.
Dwaraka.
Y Dwaraka.
These are called dham.
Eso se llama lugares santos.
Dham means very, very sacred holy place.
Dham quiere decir lugares que son muy, muy sagrados.
So Kamsa is driving the chariot.
Entonces, Kamsa está manejando el carruaje.
Vasudev and Devaki are passengers.
Vasudev y Devaki son pasajeros en ese carruaje.
All of a sudden,
de repente,
Kamsa hears a voice in the sky.
Kamsa escucha un voz que viene del suelo.
Kamsa, you fool!
Kamsa, tú eres tonto.
The eighth child of your sister will kill you.
El octavo hijo de tu hermana te va a matar.
When Kamsa hears that sound,
cuando Kamsa escucha ese sonido del cielo,
he lets go of the reins of the horses.
Él inmediatamente deja las sogas que está controlando los caballos.
With one hand,
con un mano,
he grabs Devaki by the hair.
Él agarra su hermana Devaki con su cabello.
In his other hand,
con el otro mano,
he draws his sword.
Él saca su espada.
He is going to kill her right on the spot.
Él está listo para matar su hermana ahí mismo.
His own sister.
La misma hermana de él.
On her wedding day.
En el día de la boda.
Now you know what is a demon.
Ahora usted sabe que, quién es un demonio.
A demon is someone who only cares about himself.
Una persona demoníaca es una persona que solamente piensa del mismo.
Doesn't matter whether one is sister or brother.
A esa persona no le importa si uno es hermana o hermano.
Mother or father.
Madre o padre.
If anyone interferes with my sense gratification,
cualquier persona que interrumpe mi disfrute material,
I can kill them without any remorse.
Yo puedo matar a ellos sin sentirme mal.
So the sword is raised.
Entonces la espada está en el aire.
Vasudev has to think very quickly now.
El esposo de Devaki, Vasudev, tiene que pensar muy rápido algo para salvar.
He has to save his wife.
Él tiene que salvar su esposa.
So Vasudev begins to talk to Kamsa.
Vasudev empieza a hablar con Kamsa.
He tries to reason with him.
Él quiere tratar de dar un lógico, argumentar inteligentemente con él.
He tries to appeal to his better nature.
Él trata de acercar una naturaleza mejor de Kamsa.
He tries to reason with Kamsa that this is not good what he's about to do.
Él quiere discutir una manera así para explicar que eso no es bueno lo que él iba a hacer.
He tries different kinds of philosophies.
Él también trata de dar diferentes tipos de filosofías.
But Kamsa is not going to change his mind.
Pero Kamsa no estaba listo para cambiar su decisión.
No matter what Vasudev says, Kamsa is still with the sword.
Diga lo que diga Vasudev. Kamsa estaba listo con la espada en el aire para matar a su hermana Devaki.
So Vasudev thinks there's only one thing left to do.
Entonces Vasudev piensa el único recurso para hacer es lo siguiente.
Vasudev tells Kamsa.
Vasudev dice a Kamsa.
The omen said that Devaki's eighth child will kill you.
El voz del cielo dijo que el octavo hijo de Devaki te va a matar.
You have no harm from Devaki.
Usted no tiene ninguna herida de Devaki.
So Vasudev says,
entonces Vasudev dice,
if there are any children,
si hay algunos hijos,
I will turn them over to you.
Yo voy a entregar a usted.
And you can do whatever you like with my children.
Y usted puede hacer lo que usted desea con mis hijos.
This convinces Kamsa not to kill his sister.
Y esto sí convence a Kamsa, el rey demonio, que, para que no mate a su hermano.
So for the time being, Devaki is saved.
Entonces temporalmente, por lo menos, Devaki está salvado.
So they return or they go to Mathura.
Entonces ellos regresan a Mathura.
And after some time,
y después de un tiempo,
Devaki gives birth to her first son.
Devaki le da luz al primer hijo.
And Vasudev keeps his promise.
Y Vasudev sigue con su promesa.
You can imagine how hard that must have been.
Usted puede imaginar qué difícil será para él.
Anyone who has had a child,
alguien de aquí, si tiene un hijo,
to give that child to Kamsa,
para entregar ese hijo, el rey demonio Kamsa,
and most likely he's going to kill the child.
Y posiblemente ese demonio va a matar a ese hijo.
Kamsa is very surprised.
Kamsa mismo está muy sorprendido.
Vasudev has kept his word of honor.
Que Vasudev ha honrado su palabra.
Had it been Kamsa,
Kamsa,
he would not have kept his word.
Él no hubiera sido cumpliendo su palabra.
But Vasudev is devotee.
Pero como Vasudev es un devoto de Dios.
A devotee is someone,
una persona quien es devoto es una persona quien,
who means what they say,
quien cuando él habla algo, él hace lo que él habla,
and says what they mean.
Él habla lo que él va a hacer, y él hace lo que él habla.
A devotee makes his words true. When Kamsa sees that Vasudeva has brought the first son, Kamsa has a change of heart. So even demons can sometimes be nice. Kamsa says, I'm not interested in this son. It's your eighth child that I'm worried about. Vasudev, you can take your son back home. So, Vasudev is ecstatic. He has saved Devaki. He has saved Devaki. And now he gets to keep his first son. But something happens. Somebody comes to stir the pot. The great saint Narada Muni appears. Narada visits Kamsa. And Narada tells Kamsa. Kamsa, all the demigods have taken birth in the Yadu dynasty and they're coming to kill you.
Dice Kamsa, todos semidioses han nacido en la dinastía de Yadu, dinastía de Krishna.
And then Narada says, Kamsa,
entonces Narada dice, oh, in
your previous life,
en tu vida anterior,
you were a demon.
Tú eras un demonio.
Your name was Kalaneni.
Tu nombre era Kalaneni.
And you were killed by Lord Vishnu.
Y también, fuiste matado por Señor Vishnu.
Kamsa, Lord Vishnu is coming again to kill you. Then Narada disappeared. So after hearing this from Narada, Kamsa decides not to trust anyone. He goes back on his word and kills that first child of Devaki. And for the next six years, year after year, Devaki gives birth. And each child, Kamsa kills. Six sons of Devaki, all killed by Kamsa. Now, meanwhile, in the spiritual world,
mientras tanto, en el mundo espiritual,
Krishna knows everything that's going on earth.
Krishna sabe todo lo que está pasando en la tierra.
Krishna speaks to his spiritual potency, Krishna, Yoga Maya.
Krishna habla con Yoga Maya, con su energía espiritual, su potencia espiritual.
That my expansion, Baladev, will soon appear as the seventh child of Devaki.
Pronto va a aparecer como el séptimo hijo de Devaki.
Yoga Maya, I want you to attract him.
Entonces, Yoga Maya, yo quiero que usted lo atrae a él.
Out of the womb of Devaki,
para sacar del vientre de Devaki,
into the womb of another wife of Vasudev.
Y para poner en el vientre de otra esposa de Vasudev.
She is known as Rohini.
El nombre de ella es Rohini.
And you will be blessed by my potency. So even though it may be difficult, you can do it by my potency.
Y dijo que yo voy a bendecirte con poder para ejecutar este servicio.
Yogamaya says to the Lord, yes, I will do as you say.
Yogamaya accepta el servicio y dice que sí, Señor, voy a hacer el servicio.
So Balaram was attracted from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini.
Entonces Balaram fue atraído del vientre de Devaki hacia el vientre de
Therefore, one of Balaram's names,
por eso uno de los nombres de Balaram es
Sankarsana.
Sankarsana.
Repite.
Sankarsana.
Very good. So when that happened, it looked like Devaki had a miscarriage.
Entonces cuando eso pasó, todo el mundo pensó que Devaki tuvo una pérdida de niño.
Then,
un aborto.
A special night.
Entonces vino una noche especial.
5,000 years ago.
Hace 5,000 años, una noche especial.
This night,
noche de hoy,
everything was very, very nice.
Todo, toda la atmósfera era muy, muy bonita, buena, agradable.
It was actually the 8th day of the waning moon.
Actualmente era el octavo día de la luna.
But the moon appeared full.
Pero la luna parecía llena.
And the flowers were smelling very nicely.
Todos los flores tenía fragancia muy buena.
And the river was flowing nicely.
Y los ríos estaba corriendo una manera muy buena.
A nice breeze in the air.
Un viento muy favorable.
Everyone felt very peaceful and happy.
Todo el mundo se sintió mucho paz y felicidad.
Meanwhile, Vasudeva and Devaki had been imprisoned by Kamsa.
Durante ese tiempo, Vasudeva y Devaki estaban preso por Kamsa.
After Narada appeared,
después que apareció Narada,
Vasudeva and Devaki were prisoners in Kamsa's house.
Vasudeva y Devaki fueron en prisión en la casa de Kamsa.
They had iron shackles on them.
Ellos tenían cadenas y todo, esposas amarradas en su mano de hierro.
And Devaki and Vasudev saw Krishna.
Y Devaki y Vasudev vieron a Krishna.
But Krishna appeared in a particular form.
Pero Krishna apareció en una forma muy particular.
He appeared in his four-handed form, Narayan.
Él apareció en su forma de cuatro brazos llamado Narayana.
Vasudev and Devaki offered prayers.
Vasudev y Devaki empezaron a dar muchas oraciones.
And they were very much worried.
Pero estaban muy preocupados.
Because they knew as soon as Kamsa would find out.
Porque ellos sabían que apenas el demonio Kamsa va a saber de ese niño.
Krishna would come to kill.
Krishna va a venir a matar a ellos.
So Devaki and Vasudev prayed for Krishna to please do something.
Entonces Devaki y Vasudev oraron a Krishna para ayudar a ellos.
Krishna told his parents.
Krishna dijo a su pariente.
The reason why I am appearing like this Narayan form.
El razón por qué yo estoy aquí con mis cuatro brazos, la forma de Narayan, es porque...
The reason why I am not appearing as a baby.
¿Por qué no estoy apareciendo como un bebé?
Is because this is the third time I have been your son.
Porque esa es la tercera vez que yo he vuelto como su hijo.
When you were Prishni and Sutapa, I appeared as your son.
Cuando en su vida anterior usted era Prishni y Sutapa, yo también había aparecido.
When you were Kashyapa and Aditi, I appeared as your son Vamanadev.
Cuando usted era Kashyapa y Aditi, también como Vamanadev, yo había aparecido como su hijo.
Now for the third time, I am coming as your son.
Y tercera vez ahora vengo como su hijo.
I am coming in my original form. Krishna.
Vengo en mi forma original de Krishna.
So Krishna then transformed himself.
Entonces Krishna transformó a él
to look like an ordinary human baby.
Para que él pudiera parecer como un niño humano ordinario.
And he told Vasudev,
y él dijo a su padre Vasudev,
that in the place known as Gokul,
en el lugar que llama Gokul,
Yashoda has given birth to a girl.
Yashoda ha dado luz a una niña.
You should switch babies with Yashoda.
Entonces, llévame a Gokula y intercámbiame con la niña de Yashoda.
All of a sudden, all the watchmen and guards were fast asleep.
De repente, todos los soldados, todas las los seguridades, todo el mundo se durmieron.
Because it was midnight.
Porque era medianoche.
And miraculously, all the iron shackles opened.
Y milagrosamente, todos los cadenas de hierro abrieron.
Vasudev took baby Krishna in his arms.
Vasudev tomó el niño Krishna en sus brazos.
And started to walk towards Gokul.
Y le empezó a caminar hacia Gokul.
And it started to rain.
Y empezó a llover.
And then Lord Anantashesha appeared.
Y después apareció Señor Anantashesha.
With his many hoods.
Con las muchas cabezas.
In order to act as an umbrella to protect baby Krishna.
Para que poder proteger a este bebé Krishna con una paraguas con la lluvia.
And then he reached the home of Nanda and Yashoda.
Y después Vasudev llegó a la casa de Yashoda y Nanda.
When Yashoda gave birth,
cuando Yashoda dio la luz,
she fell asleep.
Ella se durmió muy profundamente.
And she could not remember whether she had given birth to a boy or a girl. So while she is sleeping, Vasudev switches the babies. He leaves Krishna with Yashoda and takes Yashoda's girl back. For 11 years, Yashoda thinks that this boy Krishna is actually her son. But after 11 years, when Krishna kills Kamsa, like you saw in the drama, how Krishna sat on Kamsa's chest and beat him with his fists. That's when everything is revealed to Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. When Vasudev returns back to the palace, he takes the baby girl and gives it to Devaki. The iron chains are put back on. And the baby girl begins to cry. The guards wake up. And they inform Kamsa. The eighth child has appeared.
Que el octavo hijo ya se nació.
Kamsa wakes up out of bed.
Kamsa de repente levanta de su sueño, de su cama.
His hair is disheveled.
Todo el cabello de él está desarreglado.
He goes to the spot.
Él va inmediatamente para ver el niño.
And sees Devaki's eighth child as a girl.
Y ve que el octavo no es niño, es una niña.
He takes the girl in his hands.
Él toma la niña en su mano.
And he's going to throw her down and kill her on the stone.
Y él está listo para matar esa niña contra una piedra.
And as he's about to do it,
y casi va a hacer, ¿y qué sucede?
The girl slips out of his hands.
La niña escapa de su mano.
And appears as Durga Mata.
Y aparece como la diosa Durga.
And she chastises Kamsa.
Y ella castiga a Kamsa.
You rascal!
Dice, tú, oh, tú, quien es muy infidel.
The child you are looking for,
el niño que tú estás buscando,
has already taken birth somewhere else.
Ya ha nacido en otro lugar.
And she disappears.
Y ella se desaparece.
Kamsa is totally bewildered.
Kamsa es totalmente ilusionado.
And all of a sudden, Kamsa becomes a different person.
y de repente se vuelve una persona diferente.
He takes off the shackles of Vasudeva and Devaki. And all of a sudden, Kamsa now is a great philosopher. He explains to Vasudeva and Devaki that I didn't actually kill your six children. It was their karma.
Era karma de ellos.
You should not lament.
No debe lamentar tal manera.
Oh, so Kamsa is now preaching philosophy.
Ahora Kamsa está predicando filosofía.
And he's saying, you shouldn't blame me.
Dice que no era mi culpa.
Because I was just acting according to destiny.
Porque yo nada más soy un instrumento. Así era la destina.
And I only did it. I only did it.
Y solo hice.
Because I believe the words of the omen in the sky.
Porque yo creí en las palabras que vino del cielo.
And you were supposed to have the eighth son.
Usted sí tenía que tener el octavo hijo.
But I got cheated.
Pero me engañaron.
It was a girl.
Era una niña.
So you please forgive me.
Oye, por favor, me perdone.
Okay, no harm, no foul.
Dice que okay, no hicimos ninguna herida.
And Vasudeva and Devaki, they're so great. They forgive Kamsa. Could you do that? Could you be like Vasudeva and Devaki and forgive Kamsa? I don't know if I could. But Vasudeva and Devaki are so exalted. You have to be exalted in order to be the mother and father of Krishna. You can't be an ordinary devotee.
No.
You have to be the topmost devotee. You have to perform great austerities and penances. Devaki and Vasudeva performed thousands of years of austerities to become qualified to be Krishna's parents. So after this, Kamsa went back to bed. And in the morning, he went to his court and explained everything to his ministers. And the minister said, no. Durga Mata said the child has taken birth somewhere else. We should kill all the babies who have just now taken birth. We can't take any chances. And since Vishnu is coming to kill you like Narada Muni said, we have to somehow or other try to defeat Vishnu. The way to defeat Vishnu,
la manera de conquistar a Vishnu
is to torture the brahmanas.
Es como torturar a los devotos, a los brahmanas.
Torture the devotees.
Hay que torturar a los devotos.
And stop all kinds of religious practice.
Y tenemos que parar todo tipo de práctica religiosa.
Kamsa, let us do all this on your behalf.
Kamsa, vamos a hacer todo de su parte.
So Kamsa agreed.
Kamsa acceptó, dijo que
and the reign of terror began.
Y empezó la era de terror.
Meanwhile,
mientras tanto,
in Gokula,
en Gokula,
Yashoda wakes up.
Yashoda levanta.
Remember, she doesn't remember.
Recuérdese que cuando ella dio luz, ella no acuerda, si
and
niño
she
niño.
Sees this beautiful boy that she thinks she has given birth to.
Y ella ve un niño tan maravilloso, tan bonito, que ella piensa que ella dio luz.
And they have a great festival.
Y
Brahmanas are invited to chant mantras. Nanda and Yashoda give so much charity. And Krishna is blessed and bathed, and everybody is happy to see the birth of Krishna. It was very unusual. Because Nanda was very advanced in age. It was not expected that he would have a male child. When a man gets older, he loses his potency. But even though he sees he has this son, Krishna. So it's a great festive day. And everybody is happy. Everybody is ecstatic. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare! So, after this, Kamsa, he sends so many demons. So many demons to come and kill Krishna. Even when Krishna is just a little infant, he sends one demon after another. For 11 years. But no matter what demon Kamsa sends, the demon dies and Krishna remains undefeated. And then at around 11 years old, Kamsa calls for Krishna to come to Mathura. And Kamsa has an elaborate plan to kill Krishna. But in the end, Krishna kills Kamsa. And then Krishna is reunited with his original parents. Vasudeva and Devaki. And that begins the next chapter of Krishna's pastimes. The first 11 years was the Vrindavan Leela. Then there was some pastimes in Mathura. But then Krishna marries his first wife. The beautiful Rukmini. And Rukmini is the first. And Krishna only had 16,108 wives only. Even if he married 16 trillion, drop in the bucket. He only married 16,108. But Rukmini was the first. And with each wife, he had 10 sons. And each of those sons had 10 sons. So Krishna had a very big family. Oh, and each wife of Krishna had one girl. Yes, 10 to 1. Then In Dwaraka and Mathura, more demons came. Because the original reason why Krishna was to come was to get rid of all the demons on the earth. So for 125 years, Krishna is simply keep killing demon after demon after demon. Then, one of the final episodes, the Mahabharata, the war between the Kauravas and the Pandavas. And Krishna was on the side of the Pandavas. And of all the Pandavas, Krishna's dear most friend, Arjuna. Krishna said, I will not fight in the battle. But I agree to drive Arjuna's chariot. And on the first day of the battle, before the war begins, Arjuna becomes bewildered. He's afraid to fight. He turns to Krishna and says, please instruct me. And Krishna begins to explain Bhagavad Gita. And at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, I have told you everything that you need to know. You have free will, Arjuna. What do you want to do now? And Arjuna responds, yes, Krishna. My doubts are cleared. I now know what I should do. I'm going to do what you want me to do. I'm going to fight this war. So for 18 days, the Pandavas fight the Kauravas. And at the end, Krishna and the Pandavas are victorious. Yudhishthir is installed as the emperor of the world. And Krishna returns to his city, Dwaraka. Then the final pastime. Lord Brahma comes to Dwaraka. And he says to Krishna, Brahma came with all the demigods. Brahma situates himself in the sky and says to Krishna, for 125 years, you did what we asked you to do. All the demons now are destroyed. We thank you, Krishna. Now you can return to your home. But Krishna is thinking, there is still one last burden on the earth. My own family. Because if I leave and they remain, they will become too puffed up. And they are too powerful. And without me to check them, they will cause a disturbance. So first I must remove my dynasty. Then I can go home. So that actually happens. The family gets cursed.
hay una maldición de la familia.
And they fight amongst themselves with iron rods, and they beat each other. They had become intoxicated. So don't become intoxicated. And Krishna's family was so intoxicated, they were even trying to kill Krishna and Balaram. That's how bad is intoxication. So the whole family was annihilated. Balaram produced a snake from his mouth, a white snake. He got on that snake and went back to the spiritual world. Krishna was sitting under a tree. A hunter was looking to shoot. He saw what he thought was a deer, but it was the bottom of Krishna's foot. The hunter drew his arrow and shot Krishna in the foot. But Krishna did not die. It did nothing to Krishna. Nothing. The hunter came looking for his deer. And when he approached, he saw that it was Krishna. And he said, "Oh, I'm very sorry, Krishna." Krishna did not get angry at him. Krishna told him, "You can go back to Godhead right now. Don't try to imitate. Don't think that you can shoot an arrow and go back to Godhead." Then, after the hunter returned to Godhead, Krishna began to meditate on himself. And he started to levitate, rising higher and higher, higher and higher. He went through the higher planetary system. And as he promised, before returning to his abode, he visited Lord Brahma in his abode. And then Krishna returned home. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki. So one last thing. There is a very powerful verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma chame divyam. Krishna says that my birth and activities is divine. My birth and activities are transcendental. But you have to understand them in truth. If you can understand Krishna's birth and activities in truth, simply for understanding, you get to join Krishna in his abode. So I hope you were all listening very carefully. I hope that you took this narration and put it deep in your heart. So did you hear with rapt attention? If you did,
si usted hicieron,
if you understand,
si usted entendieron,
you can be with Krishna at the end of this life.
Usted puede estar con Krishna al final de su vida.
Prabhupada said,
nuestro maestro espiritual, Srila Prabhupada dijo,
if you chant Hare Krishna,
si usted canta el mantra Hare Krishna,
and strictly follow the four rules and regulations,
y sigue los principios de la religión,
you can be with Krishna.
Usted puede estar con Krishna.
How many want to be with Krishna? Raise your hand.
¿Cuánto quiere estar con Krishna? Levanta su mano.
How many are chanting 16 rounds?
How many are 16
rounds? Oh, looks like we have some work to do. How many are following the four regulative principles? We have work to do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Everything is here. In this movement, everything is there for you to go to the kingdom of God.
En ese movimiento, aquí hay todo para que usted pueda regresar a la morada de Dios.
Now,
ahora,
there's one thing you have to be worried about.
Hay una cosa que hay que preocuparse.
Maya.
Maya.
Maya is that energy.
Maya es una energía.
Which teaches you, which tells you.
Quien dice a usted.
You don't want Krishna. You want me. You want money. You want fame. You want sex. Power. Wealth. I'll give you everything, just forget Krishna. Maya is your enemy.
Maya es nuestra enemiga.
You have to tell Maya,
tiene que decir a Maya,
no more Maya.
No más de Maya.
I want Krishna.
Queremos Krishna.
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 You have to be determined.
Tiene que ser muy determinado.
Because Maya does not play nice.
Porque Maya no trata bien.
She knows where your weakness is.
Ella sabe cuál es su debilidad.
She knows exactly where to attack you.
Ella sabe dónde tiene que atacar a usted.
And Maya comes so nicely.
Y Maya viene de una manera muy linda.
Come.
Venga.
Come.
Venga.
Come.
Venga.
And if you give in to Maya, do you know what she does? She slaps you. But then she comes again. Come. Come. And again she slaps you. How many of you are tired of being kicked by Maya? Then you have to surrender to Krishna. And you surrender to Krishna by simply chanting the Maha Mantra. Everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna.
May Krishna bless you, protect you, maintain you.
Krishna lo proteja, bendice a ustedes y protect you, bless you, and
maintain you. And say no to Maya.
No a Maya.
One more time, the Maha Mantra, everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Sri Krishna Janmashtami Ki. Devotees of Panama City, ki.
Jai.
Saying no to Maya, ki.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.